This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Okay. Hi, everyone. How we doing? Welcome to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast. Available to you on the entire internet. That's right, you're listening to Drag Her. And we're a beaut to get all into it. Hi, everyone. Hi, Brianna. Hi, Steven. Corey. Oh, you did see an aha. And I'm getting an aha. Hi, Mel. Because I am so excited to chit-chat. You know, I still don't have the phone stand. Say tragique. Because I still need the coins. So if you want to send me coins for the phone stand fund, please do it at Mono Agapian on Venmo. It's at Mono-Agapian on Venmo, or just Mono Agapian on the PayPal for our Canadian friends. I know they don't have the Venmo up. Can't keep this going without the hatress. With the least S. She's the one and only.
Oh my God.
Ozimo.
It's a little sad, isn't it? Just asking for money this way. God damn. So
pathetic,
sad.
Isn't it?
So pathetic. But you know, we need the money. Listen, we're poor.
Well, look, I have a fund in place. I like know I need the phone stand. What is the Ozimo fund for?
Poopy!
Is Poopy in the house?
Well, no.
Poopy is in the house.
Listen, no, my funds is just to get my life together, bitch. Uh-huh. Just some money to get myself together.
Hi, she's a mess. I saw her last night.
Riley Phoenix.
And they can do that. You're both Ozimo on PayPal and Venmo.
That's right. Yes, yes. And on social media. So feel free to add me. Say hi. Mm-hmm. Check up on me. You know.
Thirst after Oscars. Say something horrible.
Me.
Yeah,
thirst after me, please.
Okay, come
Send me explicit photos. Has anyone ever sent you an explicit photo?
Only a couple. Not a lot.
Okay.
Not a lot.
Okay.
Not a lot. I'm not giving a sexually competitive vibe. I'm not giving a
sexually competitive vibe. Competitive.
Okay. That's the way I view sex as
a competition. It's the nude Olympics, I guess.
I'm coming first. I will come first. No, I don't think I give that vibe. In fact, since we're going there, I don't think it's very ethical to ask your followers to send you nudes. I don't really endorse that.
Why are you looking at me when you said that? Why are you looking at me?
You know who you are. I think it's a little bit. I don't know if it's totally ethical to use my small microscopic platform to coerce people into sending me their nudes. I don't
Absolutely.
Know if that's cute.
No, I know. Listen, I am not to be like, send me pictures, using your powers to get that, right? But also people's bodies are, if you feel compelled, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not here to monitor people's freedom.
That too. That too. If that's
either,
how you want to express yourself and
you
feel like you're not, as long as you don't feel like you're being like baited into, you know, sharing that. Cause I don't want to send the message that like, you need to show me your dick for me to care. I care about you.
Exactly. Yes. Very that.
I care
that.
About
Very
your opinion
that.
As
Very
you
that.
Are. I don't need to see your nuts to give you.
Oh.
A validating message. Do you know what I'm saying?
Shit. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I think is a little not super cute absolutely. That is I happening think that is, in the yeah. gay space right now.
Yeah.
Of
yeah,
like, yeah, yeah. there's so much. I'm so sick of seeing, I'm getting really tired. Like, I think culturally as queer people, we're about to see the age of thirst not come to an end, okay. but like ebb and flow, because the goofiness of thirst is just too much.
Let's define what thirst is. What is thirst to you?
There's nothing wrong with being sexual, expressing yeah. yourself, being out there. Mm-hmm. Come on, Charles. That's funny. Come on, Charlie, let's hold. That's funny. Good job, TWA. I always call you TWA, even though you're probably T Wabney. But for me, welcome aboard TW Airways. I think thirst is, there's just like a little bit something like basic to me. Like I said, about like putting your flaccid genitalia out there right. as the only way to garner attention and validation. I think that is coming to an end in the queer world. I hope. I could
yeah,
be wrong.
We talked about it in the last, in UCK 3, and I definitely agree with you. I, it's interesting because, you know, part of our tribe as gay people is the sexuality aspect of it. You know what
we
I mean?
We get to choose our sex.
Exactly. We get to choose our thirst pick. But yeah. to me, it's like, if that is your personality trait, if you feel like showing your body is the only way you'll have people get to like you, like, that's not good.
Alex,
I'm too high for this conversation.
That's fine, yes, Alexander.
And with that being said, let's move to the topic at hand.
Because we have so much drag to talk about. We're going to try to get it done in an hour. Let's get right into Canada. Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. Episodes three and four. Yes.
Two episodes that said, is this comedy?
Both of these
episodes begged the question, funny?
Question mark? Yes. And you know, comedy is subjective, but listen.
It sure is.
When I tell you and Snatch subject- Game was a struggle bus. Girl, there was no bus driver on that bus.
It is funny how Snatch Game is no longer who's the best. It's like who was the least injured in this bus crash? You
absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? Like, it's
absolutely.
Like,
in this train wreck, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, like who was barely, like, you said two funny things. Congratulations. You know, like, it's like, it's weird. It's weird. We're 2 weeks of comedy. We're getting into it. We're back in. We're talking about gayness. We're talking about Halloween because they're doing a spooky challenge called Screech, which is a scary version of Canada's Drag Race, which I already think is a bad idea because we're already watching the show Drag Race.
Yeah.
Why not use your endless creativity to make it a horror parody about anything else?
Okay, and that is a note for the writers. Do you hear
Thank
that?
You.
Mono, who is a professional writer, is giving the writer some notes. Canada's Drag Race, so step up.
Yeah, I guess they literally were like, it's cheap. It's cheap. It's COVID. We have to use the stages we have. But
I don't want to see the same thing. Right, but to play devil's advocate here, because I do agree with you ultimately, but to play devil's advocate, do you think maybe Scream, the source material for Screech, is a meta commentary on horror movies? So mm-hmm. in a way, Screech is making a meta commentary on Drag Race, but it wasn't strong enough and it was weird. Here's the thing.
That's a good point, but it was not effective. Like,
it was
like,
not
maybe
effective.
Maybe the idea
exactly.
is pretty good, but it just did not happen.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think also, just a note for, you know, the Rusicles and the RuPaul sketches is they're too fucking long.
Oh my God. I clocked this one. It was over 11 minutes. It was somewhere between 11 and 12.
And each of those 11 minutes were painful. The thing is, like, they're not funny. It's just like, know the strengths of your cast. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this season has particularly like comedy queens in the competition.
Here's another big crazy thing I'm going to say. I think we have to give camp a break. Like, I think we need to do things that are a little more
intelligent, but also like they're not doing camp correctly though. Like
I guess that's
what
it is.
Camp needs a break when they haven't even started doing it.
Right. Like to me, like even if they were doing Scary Movie, like let's even just talk about the funny movie, Scary Movie.
Uh-huh.
Scary Movie commits to a genre and then says the stupidest, craziest thing.
Absolutely. That I could do.
You know, they weren't committed to the genre, so like nothing popped.
Nothing popped. And I think they were really relying on the stereotypes, on the tropes, the personality tropes to
right.
be funny. Like a nervous person, a sexy person. And it's like, this shit is so tired. And also, y'all have been doing this trope forever. Let's mm-hmm. change it up. Let's do a thematic episode, right? Like, what does...
Yeah.
But maybe we're asking too much.
We might be asking too much, but I think they would have been better served too if they were even like, this is in the style... Because even if... Okay, now I'm asking too much. But even if it was in the style of Scream, that means they would be having a meta conversation about it in... They tried doing that, which by the way... Okay. They tried having meta conversations about Drag Race in it, but they weren't funny, especially because
they weren't funny.
The one moment they parody is a parody of Roxy Andrews' real life tragedy. Like, where she's like, I was left at a seaport or something. Where
yes.
Suki is like, I was left at a seaport. And it's like, okay, great. This is a parody. This is a parody of a real person's trauma.
Life, absolutely. And, okay, so, like, here's what I'll say about that, because this is not the first or, and it certainly will not be the last time they reference leaving someone at the bus stop. Do you know what I mean?
No, and, we do it all the time.
You know, here's, like, rehashing a lot of trauma. I hope Roxy is okay with them using this very personal life experience that happened to her. You know what I mean? But this is the... ultimately, the problem with these Drag Race sketches is uh-huh. that it stops, it's so self-referential, the show.
Right.
That it's sort of eating its own self in a way that it has nothing else left. Do you
yes.
know what I mean? And mm-hmm. there's nothing new that's cropping up because everything is a throwback to what, season 6, 7, 8 of Drag Race, where it's like, well, girl, like, let's do something fresh. Like, can we just retire? The mm-hmm. Roxy Andrews joke? Can we retire back roles? Can we retire those things? So we can discover new shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Let's discover shit. And because there is funny, weird, crazy stuff happening. Just like
people going off at the bus stop.
People going off.
On the chat.
They literally said,
Lord.
fuck your drag. There is just fun. These people are weird and interesting. And I like the unique moments they're talking about. Like even when, you know, Pythia is talking about, they don't have Halloween in Greece. I'm like, oh, that conversation was cut short because, you know, Greece doesn't have Halloween.
And that was a great moment for Pythia to like...
Right.
Also, does it bother you when people mispronounce her name? I feel like... Oh, here's what I'll say.
Well, that's what's annoying. It's like, I feel crazy saying like Pythia, but it's Pythia.
That's how you say it.
That's how you say it.
And Pythia has been saying that for the very first episode. It's like, that's how you say my name, Pythia. And then everyone's like, Pythia. Same thing with Adriana. People are like, Adriana, it's like...
I thought that was so rude when on the main stage, the host of the TV show says, what's your name?
I know!
That triggered me.
How do you say your name? Well, for both, it's like, because, you know, like, very... You know, I am connected. Say what you will about Adriana's drag, like the fact that she's a Colombian queen representing Colombia on Canada's Drag Race. To me, I live. You know what I mean?
I love Adriana. I mean, she's proving me wrong. At first, I was skeptical, but she's been proving me wrong.
And she's really fun and get, you know, shocked. You know, she did win the challenge. So we got a Greek and a Colombian winning a challenge, which is a win for us.
We love that. We love that. We love to see it. And we get to talk about how Adriana's dad is a bad man.
Yeah.
Who went on Grindr and like baited her.
Oh my God.
But so is Pythia's. Their family is bad and they think, you know, she's the devil.
Yep. And that's what we need. And honestly, that's why we need immigrant stories on Drag Race. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why we need like other cultures being.
Someone commented that win. That win though.
Listen, it was one of the better performances in the episode.
I mean,
I don't even know who else could have come close to
Jimbo?
Maybe Geometric.
Jimbo? I think they could have crafted Jimbo for her appearance.
But Jimbo was like, Jimbo gave us the same, that look from Canada
season 1. It actually wasn't my favorite Jimbo performance at all.
Like, not at all. It was bad. And her look was not good at all. I was like, this is the look that you come in? No, girl. No, this ain't it. This ain't it. Listen, everyone did a bad job. Adriana, I thought, was the best one to do it.
It was a suspicious performance. Maybe Gia.
Maybe we're on the better side. But literally everybody else was weak.
It was weird. And it was, and what's so crazy about that is, like, they had so much time to do well. You know what I mean? Like, if there's 11 minutes of footage, you can't get, but it could be the writing too. Like, I don't know. They're a little fucked. Like, it's like, I do think it's a trick to be like, you get to impersonate this very mild, sweet TV personality, like Amanda Brugel. That's her name, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Your job is to impersonate her.
How?
Like, because if I make a choice, you're going to say that's not what
she
does.
The lines have been written for you. So it's like, damn, how can I impersonate? I think the choice is to be like, honestly, is to be like Adriana, where it's like, I'm not going to be anything like Brad at all. I'm just going to give you a fucking weird take. And to me, honestly, here's what I'll say. And honestly, that to me was camp. Adriana's performance on Screech is literally camp.
Unfortunately, like Stephanie, what Stephanie did was the worst version of camp, which is just like, they're just like,
wait, who's Stephanie?
Stephanie Prince.
Oh, Stephanie. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I thought you were referring to Cynthia.
You're erasing the POC queens.
No, listen.
Just like the judges.
I love Stephanie, and I was so sad to see her go.
I was disgusted. I don't think she should have been, well, everyone did bad, but I wasn't like, don't put her in the bottom. I was like,
who do you think deserves to be in the bottom?
Kendall. They didn't like her look. Her look was worse than Stephanie's.
Absolutely. This is a time where Kendall should have stepped up. It should have been Kendall and Eve, and then, well, yeah, it should have been Eve, honestly. I just don't like
Eve. I'm really tired of them giving Eve passes. It's really getting annoying.
Yeah, I know.
So let's try to quickly chirp and burp these good girl gone bad moments, huh?
Okay.
And then we can talk about maybe the end of the episode.
It's a tough runway. Good girl gone bad because it's the expectation is so easy. It's like angel devil sort of thing.
Let me ask you this before we go. If you were directing Stephanie Prince, what note would you give her to be like, cause they just said pull back, but I felt like that wasn't enough of a good note. I'm like, I wanted to be like, how do I put it? It's just like corny. It's just like, there's nothing intelligent about the performance.
Cause her character was a paranoid person, right?
The super, super, super scared person. And she was just a little too like,
my note for her would be like, I know that you're paranoid, but I think you should take it like, you're the lead. She was the final girl. She's like the girl that made it to the very end. So I would like, Gia felt like she thought she was the lead, but she actually wasn't. Like, she's the Drew Barrymore, literally. Like, to me, I would say Anna Faris in Scary Movie, that's who you play.
Yeah, that's actually funny.
Because that was Anna Faris.
You get to do your, and then, which I think, speaking of Snatch Game, that would have been a way better choice for Gia, because I thought that was actually a fun choice to be Anna Faris.
We'll get to it.
Let's chirp and burp these good girl gone bad looks. We have first, we have Suki going from monk to tattoo naked woman. She has some very strange. It's a chirp for me. I thought I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah.
Weird makeup elements, like blue and green makeup.
Yeah.
A little bit of a born naked bodysuit, but it worked for me.
I liked it. Yeah.
Her very runway, crab she, lady, very Tempest
she,
du jour. Yeah,
she brings it. She brings it. Crab lady, Tempest du jour. What are you talking about? Oh, her new lord. See, okay, so maybe we should start referencing these like tired sort of references that maybe two people might get. Like, that's what we should be doing. We should be workshopping iconic moments. Like Tempest du jour,
so
nude illusion on the
runway. There's only so many times you can say props to your mama. We gotta source other weird shit from the Drag Race canon. Small weird shit like fucking I don't know, like fucking what's her name? Max being scared of sex.
Oh, I love that.
No, I don't care for that too. No. Eve 6000 gives us the grayscale grayscale, like little Betty 1920s. Boop vibe. Yeah.
It was like, she, yeah.
And then she's ornating for her reveal. She's like trying to make the reveal happen.
Listen,
and it's not.
I know. I get it. I get y'all. People in the chat are saying that they like Eve 6000 because of the drama, but I don't even think she's good at doing that shit.
Yeah, she's
I think
not.
It's so like I think she recognizes how shit she is.
Wow,
drag, and I say that with a lot of love.
It sounds like it. It sounds like
yeah,
it.
With a lot of love, Eve 6000, you're shit at drag, or just maybe like she's not good on the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
in a competition scenario, she's just not good, and realizes like. Oh, okay, I have to be the villain for me to survive. And it sort of pisses me off that it's working, you know?
It's weird, though, because I wouldn't even call her a villain. I would call her... She's like, once again, I think I said this before, she's like the bullied kid at the sleepover who, like, I would say fundamentally...
But bullied in what do you mean bullied?
She's, like, bullying herself, honestly. Like,
yeah, but exactly. It's, like, this self-fulfilling prophecy. And I'm like, I'm so tired of that, like, so, like, again, meta self-produced narrative. Like,
it is funny how many times like she's like, sorry, everyone, I smell like a fucking dumpster rat bitch. And they're like, no, you don't. She's like, no, I know. I smell like fucking piss and shit and vomit. I'm a fucking dumb cunt.
She
and
sounds like me, actually.
So, is this a chirp or a burp?
Okay, well, that's true, James. Very good point. If she ain't good, why do I still have the train wreck song in my head? Honestly, and that is a contribution to Drag Race. Eve's is like...
That is good.
That is...
I'm ready for the remix, though. I gotta sleep.
That is iconic. Honestly, that is her contribution.
She needs to release
Race.
That immediately.
Immediately. If she's smart, she definitely needs to definitely own that.
So this is a chirp. I like this look.
No, it's a bird. Okay. No, it's sloppy. You thought it was a good look? I didn't even like the grayscale.
The makeup. I like it.
I just
I'm
don't
chirp
get
the
it.
Look.
Like, what's the reference? What is it?
I don't know. Poopy. Guess who's here? Guess who's Poopy's back here. In the chat? Betsy poopying about. We have Eve. Whatever. You don't like it. That's fine.
I don't like it. I don't like That's it. Fine. It's a bird.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
What about Stephanie Prince's horror theme? How do we feel about that?
Wait, who?
Oh my God, you're erasing the POC queens again. You hate people of color.
No, I don't. I love her. I actually really, really love Stephanie Prince. I would love to see her perform live.
Me too. Now, this Betsy's is an absolute right. Jerk.
Fernie, hi, Fernie.
Fernie, you don't fucking know what's going on right now. Get out of here.
Fernie.
You're toxic, masculine. God. When I think of toxic masculinity, I think of Fernie.
Yeah, same. Stephanie Prince was good. It was good. It was polished. But also, I've seen Dorothy drag, especially in this way before, you know?
Yeah, but this is better than, unfortunately, Gigi Good's Dorothy finale.
Ooh,
this was better than that.
Or what about Ahura's entrance look?
I don't even remember it, so there you go.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Poopy bye. Okay. it's a chirp. Come on, it's a chirp.
It's a chirp. I just wish she brought something a little more unique to this Dorothy look. But I got the reference at the very least. I can't say the same for Eve.
Yeah, same. Okay. Cynthia Kiss giving almost like a Battle Royale reference with her black and green dress swinging the mace in the air. Do you even remember it?
Yes, I do. It just gave me like very 80s. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't like
it. I kind of liked it.
Why?
I kind of liked it. I don't know. I just did.
I don't know. Or what about Ellie Diamond's Dorothy look? Girl, I don't even remember that. No comment. Look, Ellie Diamond's Dorothy look? Don't even remember.
I'm going to give this a chirp. It looked good. She looked like a ghost girl. I'm going to give it a chirp.
I really don't get it. No, this is a burp for me.
Okay.
I honestly would have liked the dress on like another queen. Like, I think I would have liked it on Pythia. Mm-hmm. I would have liked, you know what I mean? Like, but for Cynthia Kiss, it just felt odd to me. I didn't get it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, work.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Lindsay just saying no to me. That's fair. And in fact,
Catalina, thank you. Not punk enough. Because I get the reference was like this punk girl, but it was just like so Avril Lavigne-ified that I was just I was not feeling it. But you are that basic bitch that adores Avril Lavigne, God. So I get it.
Look, here's what I'll say. Have a critique of my opinions, you can send them to me on Venmo. Mono-Agapian or PayPal at Mono-Agapian.
That's a good point, Libby. What was Good Girl about it, though? Yeah, thank you. It didn't meet the assignment. It didn't, no.
Well, it gave me like creepy little doll girl who lives in the walls, who's like pretends to be good.
No, you just want to fuck her, I guess.
Ew! No.
I don't know why you're standing her so hard for this basic.
I am
look.
Not standing her. No.
Seems
no.
Like you're obsessed.
I just thought, look, if we're talking about good or bad, it was fundamentally good. It was not bad.
Because?
It was not amazing, but it was like good. You know what
because,
I mean?
Because? But girl, you're not answering my question. Because?
I felt what she was giving. She was giving me spooky girl, battle royale, wearing the cute doll dress. I got good and bad.
You know what you're doing?
And you know what? No. Let me finish. You will speak when I'm done. Okay?
Act a fool, girl.
And I'm giving you the Tatiana finger in the reunion. You are a nasty, nasty girl. And you're jealous. It's better than eight of the priest into slut reveals we get. We got like eight of those. At least this one's not that.
You know, for once on this podcast, I wish you would stop grading on a curve.
I just
because it's better than most doesn't make it good, bitch. And here's what I'm gonna say. Here's what I'm gonna say too.
Have you seen your drag?
I let you talk.
Have you seen
that was my turn. I let you talk. That was my turn.
Okay, please.
That's my turn.
Okay.
Thank you. What you're doing is you're doing all the work for Cynthia Kiss. The fact that this dress showed up and like you had to do all this work with your weird ass references, like that's too much work for me. No.
Can we move on? Are you done? Are you done talking? Because this is an hour long episode.
You're just mad that I'm right. You're just mad that I'm right.
I don't think you're right. You know why? Because I've seen your drag.
You know what I do?
And I know what's good or bad. I know what's good or bad. And
thank you. Mono is the curvy queen. Yes.
Getting on all those curves.
Curves and swerves.
Not only on my body, but on my penis.
What? What? Everyone, please cancel Mono. Please, everybody. Y'all see this. This is live. Y'all see how crazy this bitch is. Everyone, cancel her ass.
Okay. Gia Good giving you pussy. She's giving you good girl gone bad with the moles and the mold on her and all that goodness.
Yes. She's gone actually bad, which is cute. I wish the dress was a little cuter.
Yeah, but it's smart. I'll burp this.
Oh, you'll.
Yeah, I'm gonna burp this. I'm gonna burp this.
What? This is actually, I'm a little gaggy. Why?
Because it's just a ball gown with some green mold on top of it.
I thought you were gonna live for this. I'm shocked.
So you love it?
No, I hate it as well.
Okay, so let's burp it.
Conceptually, it was pretty cool, but it was so lame. It could have been a better outfit. I'm going to burp it.
Okay, great. Worked. Bithia giving you the nun into the drag me to hell devil hands all over her bod. That was hot.
That was hot. The reveal worked. See, the thing was, Bithia is a performer. Mm-hmm. She knows what she's doing on the runway. Mm-hmm. This is a sort of simple idea executed very well.
Yes. Out of these, it was the best one.
Absolutely.
There was a lot. It's a chirp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kimora Amor, once again, priest into a lady? This was a priest into a woman?
I'm very confused by Kimora Amor. I like her, but I also am like confused by her.
Yeah. I like her too. I think she's actually really funny and likable.
And she's very kind. She's sweet. But she is the house mother of drag of Canada's Drag Race.
But they're being pretty sweet to her in general too.
They actually are. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, giving her some passes.
What are you gonna do, girl? Oh gosh, she's gonna trip this look.
I guess I'm gonna burp it because it was just a lady's dress.
Burp.
It was just a coverall in the lady's dress.
Her looks aren't the strongest. I don't think she has much time left on the competition, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I do like her. And honestly, I would love to see her win Miss Congeniality.
Mm-hmm. I hope she does.
I hope she will. I hope she should win, honestly.
Yeah. Well, guess what? We're back into this fucking kimono priest gate because we have Kendall coming out. And once again, a deacon into a devil. Mm-hmm. And this should have put her in the bottom. It was
absolutely
just so basic.
Absolutely. And she did not shine in the challenge. Because, like, I have a feeling that she's a good lip syncer. And I want to see her lip sync for her life.
I think they just love her because she's skinny and hot.
They're just holding on to her is the thing. And they're just holding. She's not going to win. I don't think Kendall Jenner is going to win. I think they're just going to keep her for as long as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. Until she really fucks up a challenge and they're gonna let her go.
I thought you were gonna say until she fucks Brooklyn. I was like, okay.
Ooh, do you think Brooklyn would go for Kendall Jenner?
Yeah, I think. Why the fuck not?
Yeah, I think she might too.
With her new face, she should be so lucky.
Oh. See, you. Why don't you go this hard for the contestants?
I don't know. Okay, let's talk about Adriana's Marie Antoinette head.
This is a caca. This is like the best. Also, I'm going to say this, the best version of the Marie Antoinette looks.
Mm.
It's like her ever. And Raja ever. But this to me is like the best of the best of the Marie Antoinette's like Rococo drag. I love
almost reminds me a little bit of Cetirizine. Cetirizine did this really cool like
yes the teacup dress. Yes really really nice, but this was executed so well. It was so cool. The contacts to me solidified the look. Like,
also, white eyelashes are a risk because it can look really bad.
Well, any colored lashes are just like eek. But it fit. It looked great. It looked like powdered sugar. It was conceptually so well done. And for me, like, I was so shocked it was coming from Adriana, who like historically on the runway is sort of just meh.
Yeah,
you know,
this was
but
great.
Like this is like, oh, I'm excited to see what she has to offer. I loved it. This is a good call for me.
I gotta say it again. Surprised the white eyelashes were, because the last time I remember seeing it on the runway was when Dusty Ray Bottoms wore it and she looked
on the feather look. Oh, I know. Unfortunately,
can we have a moment of silence for that look? Okay.
And you know what? And you know what we'll say? And you know what we'll say to that look?
What?
Never loved you.
Okay. Isis Couture is a yellow bunny hoe. I thought this was really hot and different and unique.
Isis Couture got the looks, honey. Like,
yeah.
This is a trip for me. This was a good look.
This was hot. This was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to give this a big old chirp. This was hot. This was.
Is this your fave on the runway?
No. It's good, but I have to say, it's either this or Pythia. I don't know why, because that.
Interesting.
The hands all over the bodysuit.
It's good.
Drag me to hell, literally.
I don't think it's the best look, but
yeah. Okay. I don't know what the reference was. Sorry, gang. No clue. Some people say some sort of cool anime thing. No clue.
We would know. We're both anime freaks, but we don't know. Don't give me this. Ew.
Please. That's
who are you
not
trying to impress
narrative.
Right now? Who are you
that's
fucking trying to impress?
That's not my
bitch?
Narrative.
Who are you
that's,
trying to impress right now?
That's not my narrative, Gia.
You cried to me. You cried to me the other day saying, no one knows that I love anime as much as I do, girl.
Can we get to the end of this episode?
Woo, 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 woo. You were giving me an E6000 cry. Woo, 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 woo.
No, I gave you a Tyra Sanchez classy cover the veil back of the runway cry. I was so poised. Rue was so gagged. Whatever. We got a winner.
Adriana, yes, deserve Adriana, it, I think. Deserve it.
Deserved ish. And then our bottom two is, of course, Cynthia.
Let's hit the rewind button. You said ish?
I mean, it was such a weird challenge. This should have been normal. Like,
out of the pile of trash, she was the treasure. Don't fucking come with me with that heat.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if I would call her a treasure. I wouldn't say it's a diamond in the rough. She might be the flying carpet. Right, you're like, oh, that's kind of cute. Okay, we got a flying carpet here. Okay, work. I wouldn't call her the diamond.
You're so hateful.
Can we talk about the lip sync Cynthia v. Stephanie to a Fifi Dobson song, Ghost?
Also, I love Fifi Dobson as the guest judge.
I did.
She was so great, and she had an emotional moment.
That was cute. That was really cute.
I loved it.
Me too. Okay, I do think Cynthia slightly won based on the edit they showed us. But I thought no one was bad in this lip sync.
No one was bad. I was expecting Stephanie to turn it out just a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe the outfit was a little uncomfortable to move around when. I think like Cynthia just had a lot of fabric and it was like obviously she's a performer. She's a good performer. Mm-hmm. But I think the outfit was like too constricting for Stephanie to move or do much of anything.
The latex.
I felt really bad. I just felt really bad. She should not have been in the bottom anyway. So it just sucked to see her in the bottom.
Agree.
Yeah.
It was a mess. And I, once again, We just love to kill POC queens. I don't know why the show loves.
Oh my
to do
god,
it.
That's right. That she got hit with the bag.
The bag. Yes, there was the bag. The mace.
Oh my lord! Yes,
that was a mess. That was a mess. And but I again, we really protect the pretty thin white queens because we could have put, we could have easily put any number of the thin queens in there. They're kind of producing this Alaska Talks thing, I'm feeling, right?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, yeah. What was the name of the group that they...
I don't know.
The Rat Pack or something? Brat, I don't know.
I don't know. And I refuse to know, because that then we validate them.
Yeah, but yeah.
This is good. I did think Cynthia won. I liked... The performance was good. She's clearly a dancer. It worked.
Yeah.
Okay, Ep 4. We're talking Snatch Game. Holy shit. What the hell?
We also had a reading challenge this episode, I believe.
We did. We did. Yeah. We did. I love that. I mean, there were some funny reads in here. Nothing amazing or legendary, but...
Don't remember a single read at all.
Let's see. Isis had a funny one where she was like, you shouldn't be ashamed of yourself, Eve. That's your parents' job.
Yes, that was very fun.
Classic. Yeah. I like Cynthia reading Brooklyn's filler. She had a good filler read. I mean... The look.
Guess she won't win.
It's not The Hills Have Eyes. It's The Cheeks Have Hills. That's the real scary movie going on there. Someone.
The hills are alive with the sound of filler. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we. And then someone called Gia.
I know Adriana Gia not as good.
Gigi not as good. Yeah. That was good.
Yes. You better work, Adriana. Yes, loved it.
I like that Eve is laughing at her own crying. I like that she's right. At least has a sense of humor.
It was
the
ridiculous.
Whole thing.
And you know it was staged, so she knows. Yeah, everybody knows that it was staged.
It was goofy. Mm-hmm. And whatever. Amor's Kimora Amor says something about Eve's hole that really made me laugh.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. It was okay. It wasn't the worst reading challenge I've seen.
It was just like, okay, I'm expecting the Snatch Game to be not as good. That's what I got out of the reading challenge. I was like, okay, these girls aren't necessarily the funniest. So that's fine. And that's fine. You know, not all seasons can be like...
as funny as season 7. you can't always get the unfettered, wild comedic energy of Miss Fame, Violet Chachki and Pearl in the same acting.
Don't forget
couch.
Max. Don't forget Max. Don't leave Max out of it.
You're right. I forgot. I mean, she's such a legend. I think of her.
Yeah, exactly.
As her own thing, like Bianca. Like she's like a Bianca to me. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the Snatch Game, right? We have this Bowmanizer gentleman who's gorgeous in a very creepy way.
Who is that person? I don't know
who
that person is. Okay,
no
probably.
Clue, but,
probably a YouTube personality.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. If you would like to tell us who that person is.
Yeah, any Canadians in the chat? Any Canadians in the chat, let us know.
Let us know. And send Oscar some coins at Ozzymo on Venmo and PayPal.
That's right, Ozzymo. O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
Ooh, okay. Thea is Grimes, which I thought...
he's a TikTok kid. Oh. Okay.
He's on the TikToks.
Wow.
God damn it, we're old.
It's happened.
We're done. We're dead.
Okay.
We're dead.
Okay.
Thea picks Grimes, which at first I thought was a bad idea. I was like, no, Grimes, I don't even know a single thing about Grimes, but why it was genius.
Was that her own choice? Was that her only choice? I thought she had another one.
She said
one.
Something else and I don't remember who it was. Yeah, it was sound like off really in the comments.
Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, I was nervous. I was nervous for Thea. But, she doesn't strike me as a funny queen either. So I was already nervous from the get-go.
Yeah.
But you know what? She figured out a way to make it work.
You know what I found when I'm literally, I was like, oh, she's a good writer.
Yes.
I don't know if she's the best performer, but yes. the funny
she knows
stuff
how to make
she
jokes.
Wrote,
yeah.
That was funny.
Yes.
That
yes.
was funny.
Absolutely.
I can...
oh, she wanted to do Poppy?
Oh, Poppy,
was that
YouTube
it?
Person?
Yeah, well, we know.
Yikes,
Crystal,
we know that
Crystal Method,
work.
Yeah.
No. Good. Well, what she did well was she didn't just do what was accurate to Grimes. She said, I'm going to be Grimes, and then like Bjork, like Katya's Bjork, I'm going to I'm going to create past right. what we know is true.
Like, and it reminded me of Gigi Good's Maria.
The robot. Yeah, that was cute.
What the fuck are you going to do with that? But it was just like her personality. She just picked a character yes. and it was very funny.
It was good. It was good. It's always smart when you can go past what we know is true. I'm trying to think mm-hmm. there's another one where you just like, just create, make it up. Oh, yeah, I'm even create. Thinking of Bimini's Katie Price.
That
wasn't
Price.
Factual.
No.
She took the idea of her and made her a maniac. That was good. So, okay. Yeah. I like that. I thought she should have won. Cynthia didn't. But Cynthia did better. She was Rachel Zoe.
Yeah.
She was a little better with the improv and shit like that, which I was impressed by.
And she had a back and forth with Brad that was like actually really smart. Cynthia was playing it smart. I don't think she was necessarily the funniest.
Right.
But she was the most intelligent.
It reminded me of Ella Bidet's in terms of like.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was like textbook.
Accurate.
Yeah. It was like, this is,
Accurate.
The Babe Runner was funny.
Yeah. But she had Brad to play off of because otherwise it wouldn't have worked. You know what I mean? And that is like going in, anybody auditioning for Drag Race in the future, consider this. Think about who the judges are, who the guests are, and then play to their, you know, if you have no idea who you want to do for Snatch Game, because that was Cynthia's strength. Cynthia was very lucky to have Brad there so she can play off of him.
Yeah. But yeah, like some of our, like Aubriana's saying in the chat, it clarified that Laganja's was very vague and not
clear. Oh my
clear.
God. Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah,
didn't get it. But this, it was fun. I was impressed.
That's true. Brainiac's daughter is saying Brad could have ruined her. And yes, if Brad was funny or like, you know what I mean? He would have made her feel really out of place. But I think, Cynthia very much asserted herself as like the alpha and like took charge. So props to Cynthia for turning it out.
Yeah. Prop thy bob.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So next we need to talk about Leslie Jones, which I was,
and that's my,
and I'm logging
about
off.
A Kimora Moore.
Yeah.
It's like, what
this was
this?
Strange. I thought the first joke was good. There was a white RuPaul joke. I was like, that's funny. where she was like, hey, white RuPaul. I was like, okay. But it wasn't really Leslie. Like,
I don't know what the fuck that was. It was like,
it was loud.
You know what it was? It was Candy Muse doing Patrick. What's the name of that?
Oh, Star, Patrick Star, the makeup artist. Hello? Oh, God. Uh-oh,
she, wait, she isn't froze. Patrick Star?
She froze. But
no, I'm here. I'm still here, bitch.
Okay.
Isn't Patrick Star SpongeBob's best friend?
Yes, he's named after, he named himself after the character.
So his real name isn't Patrick Star?
Something tells me his legal name isn't Patrick Star.
Okay.
Any more stupid questions I can answer?
logging off.
Delete the account. So this was not Leslie Jones, and I thought she was probably going to be in the bottom, but they liked it.
I thought so too, and to me, it's like, okay, y'all love Kimora Amore so much that you were able to, you know, give her another life for this Snatch Game, because girl, this was a miss for me all the way. This was like, what?
Yeah.
She didn't look anything like Leslie Jones. I was very confused.
She was not the worst. Once again, this is that thing with Snatch Game has become, which is who, it's like in the explosion, who has the least injuries? And it's like, she said one funny thing, so she's safe.
And isn't that sad?
It's fucked up.
Isn't that fucking sad?
Because Isis Couture was La Veneno.
Where? In what?
And one of the first things we see her say is a meta joke about how she's not doing good. And they her said,
accent.
Safe.
She was making fun of her accent. Oh,
yes, she was like, my accent. And then they were like, you're safe, you're fine, we love you.
Mm-mm. I mean, this one should have been in the bottom too.
Isn't that weird?
Brooklyn Heights should have done a fucking season 11 bottom six lip sync for your life moment, because
that would have been funny.
It was that bad. It was that fucking bad.
It was pretty messy.
With no titties.
And I mean, she's known for those jumbos.
We have precedent here. Like, España did a whole Veneno runway challenge, and any one of those looks, even fucking Drag Volcano's look, would have been much better than what she gave us on Snatch Game.
I also was blown away by the amount that they didn't show and even edit. Like, they showed, I saw Isis saying one thing, and I saw Kendall say one thing. And I'm not even using hyperbole. I saw her say one thing as Kris Jenner, and you're gonna tell me she's safe? You have to show me at least two.
We know. Why are you acting so shocked, girl? Why are you acting fucking new?
I'm shocked that the editor showed her saying one thing, her entrance line, and then I'm gagged.
It's just like, at this point, it's like the producers aren't even trying anymore. It's like, okay, we are writing this show, and we are preventing you from seeing the real tea.
Yeah, 100%. So, see, my dog hated that. My dog
stop farting.
Hated
First
that.
Of all, stop farting.
I got to get my probiotics.
Ew.
Ew. So now we have Suki's Yoko. This is one that needed light grimes, I feel.
Yeah.
You tell me your opinions.
Well, listen, as soon as she said Yoko, I was like, oh no, because Yoko is hard to do.
Yes.
However, I will say the best line of all of Snatch Game was Yoko's, when she's on the red carpet and she's like, oh, who's your favorite Beatle? And she's like, none of them. I broke them up. To me, I was like, oh, I'm not worried about Suki. She's got this down. And then it just didn't.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah. It did not work.
But here's what I'll say. I do think Suki should have been safe, because she looked exactly like Yoko Ono.
She did.
Like, she looked exactly like
her. And I also appreciate that she was like, look, comedy's subjective. I took a chance. My only note I would give her is do what Grimes did. You need to create.
But she was trying to.
What's and true.
But that's the difference between Pythia and Suki. Suki's not a good writer. Suki is very funny, very charming just by being herself. When she's playing a character, it doesn't work. Whereas Pythia is a good writer and is able to, even though she couldn't really perform it that well, she could write jokes that were solid.
Right.
Suki just couldn't do that, unfortunately.
I know. It's a shame. And we're comedy losers, so we know the whole thing of
absolutely.
If this, then what?
Absolutely.
So I would have loved to have seen her be like, what other bands did you break up? What weird performance art are you doing? Because we've all seen the video of her screaming in a museum.
Yeah.
Like, there's possibility there. You just have to create a little bit.
And, like, I think Suki's biggest, and this is a mistake that a lot of not funny queens do on Snatch Game, is that they're so focused on the look, on the aesthetic, mm-hmm. that they don't bring the character. Mm. And as we all know on Drag Race, it doesn't fucking matter what you look like. It's all about, I mean, Leslie Jones, for example. It's like, if you got an inkling of a character, you're okay.
And like Bob's Carol Channing. I was like, no one gives a shit what you look like.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Don't even try to go for the aesthetic because it doesn't matter. And I think Suki's flaw was that she was focused too much on how do I look like Yoko Ono instead of being like, I need to play a character that is similar to my drag character. And
yes.
I think Suki Doll should have done something someone more sexual, more sexy, like a horny character. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think because Suki would have done well.
I agree, Brainiac, in the chat. Just like she should have done the singing, or maybe she did.
She screamed. She screamed at a certain point, and nobody was into it at all.
You could
because
milk
also
that.
Because also Yoko is a niche, a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
No one really knows Yoko Ono as like a performance artist, like we do because we're gay. But like, if we ask, like. Just a big swath of people, they're like, oh, she broke up the Beatles.
Right.
She dated John Lennon. The end. Do you know
what
I mean?
It is a shame, too, because that's such a fun opportunity to even talk about the sexism of that moment. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if there's a version of Yoko that you can just be like, I'm the Yoko who's going to read all you people for, like, being sexist shitheads like you were.
Okay, but that's not funny.
I'm saying it's an angle. I'm saying it's an angle she could play Yoko with.
It's an angle that's going to get you to the bottom too.
Oh my God. And you would know. And you would know.
No, because I'd be playing it funny. I wouldn't know. Because I'm what? I'm funny.
I don't know. You really told me. You texted me. You texted me every day this week saying, I love Geometrics Jim Carrey. Oh my.
I mean.
Scary. This Jim Carrey performance was scarier to me than a Faces of Death VHS. This was demented, twisted, cursed, morbid, and satanic. I can't.
Really, it just made me uncomfortable in a way that I wasn't ready for.
It was uncomfortable.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just. Because what was her other choice that she was thinking?
It was fucking Anna Faris, which would have been great.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was like, oh, easy. Gia could definitely destroy Anna Faris. They sort of look a little similar. Like, she could pull it off. And when she did Jim Carrey, I was like, oh, no. You just want to be difficult.
I'm a weird psychic because I literally said a couple weeks ago, never do Jim Carrey. Like, I literally said, wouldn't it be stupid if you did a famous comedian? Because it's a copy of a copy of a copy. You're not going to do a good job being the comedic genius.
She didn't do Jim Carrey. She did Ace Ventura. Do you know what I mean? Which is even weirder.
I didn't hear any animal specifics.
All
I just
of
heard
her references were zeroed in on Ace Ventura when it's like, Jim Carrey's done a lot of iconic. Okay, cool. You're like limiting yourself. But you know what? She was fine.
And I didn't hear her say, you're going to tell me she didn't sneak in an alrighty then or a smoke in. Like, I didn't hear.
Because it was Ace Ventura.
Well, fucking Ace Ventura says alrighty then. You know, come on.
Okay.
But well, I'm just saying.
Okay, there you go.
I'm just saying, go do. It was weird. It was just her going.
She ran around and people were living. I was like, oh no, this is literally romper room shenanigans.
It was like justice for fucking Jiggly Caliente Snooki, because
absolutely
Canada would have loved it. Apparently.
Absolutely, they would be living for her smush 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 smush.
Can we talk? That's all I'd say.
What about Ace Ventura is a bad movie. Sorry.
Wow, shut it down. What about Eve's Bernie? Because this was tough, because there was something good here, but she didn't have the punctuation or the delivery that would have made it pop.
You know, it's a bold move for Eve 6000, who for the most part has been playing it pretty safe.
Mm-hmm.
Bold move. Looked like Bernie, was surprised by how accurate the Bernie was. Not mm-hmm. funny, not funny, but she's not funny. She's not a funny queen.
Wow.
But definitely should not have been in the bottom two for that Bernie snatch game.
I agree. I don't think it was bottom two. You know,
I don't think it was bottom
actually
two.
Made a choice.
Yeah.
She like, and like the jokes, I like saw where the jokes were going. They weren't like bad. She just didn't perform them, which is kind of her consistent problem. Like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
There's something funny about being like, RuPaul's my running mate. Like literally, if you just said that same thing of like, RuPaul Bernie 2024, like if you even just like hit it or perform it, it could have worked.
Or like even been like Bernie as an old straight dude trying to say these, like trying to be down with the young kids and trying to do this like drag queen lingo. Do you know what I mean? Like
make
Bernie feel really out of place in Snatch Game. That's funny.
Yeah, that would have been really great. There's a lot to do with Bernie. And also just talk more about like the maybe even the inequality of Snatch Game, or just the inequality of Drag
Bitch,
Race.
What the fuck is up with you? You're trying to make political statements on Snatch Game. It's not funny.
That is a character
it's
choice.
Not funny.
It is a joke. I'm
where
sorry,
are the where are the jokes?
Well, actually, no. I want you to. I would like now that you're talking about where are the jokes. Let's talk about Adriana's performance. Let's see you defend this performance.
It's not good. And honestly, I thought she was in the bottom two. I would have put Adriana
she
in the
was
bottom two.
Bad. She was
it
terrible.
Was bad. It started off okay, and then it just, there was nothing there.
Kurash. There was nothing there.
However, you cannot tell me. I'm just very curious about fucking Kendall, because I do think that she had a really shitty snatch game that they were trying to cover up.
Yes.
Because they didn't want to see her in the bottom.
Yes, you're 100% right. We saw her again. One item of dialogue.
Yeah.
We saw that. What? Huh?
Yeah.
They covered her up. They don't want to put her in the bottom. This is now the second week in a row she could have been in the bottom.
Absolutely.
It's bullshit. They love her. She's gorgeous. So they're like, we're not going to put her in the bottom. Mm-hmm. It sucks. It's stupid.
I know. And to me, I'm like, oh, then what would have been like, if we actually did get to see Kendall Jenner's Snatch Game.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would have been a different bottom two, I think.
It sure would have been. And it would have been a little bit more rewarding, but whatever. Yeah. We know this show is, we know this
Rigor
is
Morris.
A TV show. It's Rigor Morris. It's Rigor Morris. Okay, let's quickly chirp and burp these runway looks so we can talk about the end of this episode.
Let's do it.
Canada. This is all, it's like, it's the runway's Canada, but it's more specifically like a person from Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It feels very like what UK2 did at the very beginning.
Yes.
The like UK gay icon. Yeah.
Pick someone. Because first we have Kimora Moore coming out as Deborah Cox in this yellow feathered pageant moment.
I don't get the reference, but I do love Deborah Cox, and this look was really good. So I'm going to chirp it.
Yeah, it's a chirp. It's a chirp.
It's
pageanty. It's not my
finish
favorite
it.
Thing. It's just like a big
sure,
pageant
but,
feather
but
moment.
But I'll tell you this. It was the best Kimora Moore's ever looked.
Okay. Well, I mean, and that's a fact.
And where's the lie, bitch? Where's the motherfucking lie?
There's no lie. We talked about this. The Mario Sunshine silhouettes she was pulling out the first couple weeks Suspicious. Okay, Cynthia Kiss is giving Jeannie Baker, a famous Canadian
reporter. Yeah.
Very April O'Neil for me.
Okay, yes.
It's cute. I like
it. It's cute. I don't, the suit, it looks really nice. The shoulder work
is yellow. We got sort of this pumped up little do. Yeah.
I mean, I don't get the reference, but it's a nice look. It's a mild chirp. Yeah, I'm just a little like, okay, sure.
Yeah, same. I'm like, this is cute. I don't usually like a shoulder that big, but it really worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we have, of course, Suki giving Sandra Oh from...
Love it.
Double Happiness or something like that. Sure. This was great. Giant trench.
I didn't get the look. See, this is the difference between Cynthia and Suki, is that I didn't get the reference to either one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like Sandra Oh in that movie, because I've never seen that movie.
Mm-hmm. Same.
But as a look, a chirp all the way. So mm-hmm. good. And should have at least saved her from being in the bottom two, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But what do I know? You know what I mean? It's a chirp for me. That look was fucking good.
It was
She sort of looked like a Rugrats character in a weird way. Like, I don't know. There was something about it that was giving me Rugrats.
Something about, there's little things. She always knows how to tailor something to give it chic little things. Where it's
she's
like,
a fashion queen.
She's a fashion queen. Like the way that just like the sleeves were pinched in. And then when she has the baby doll dress where it's like, it's big, but it's also like.
But for her, the proportions were correct.
They were awesome.
She was what?
Proportionizing. Pussy. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'll see you at DragCon.
You're wrong.
I'll see you at DragCon. Can we have a DragCon booth where we just fight for 24
Listen,
hours
people,
straight?
People in the chat, if you want to see us at DragCon, let us
fighting.
Know.
Honestly, I would do something where we just fight for 3 hours.
People would live. I think people would live.
I think so too. Okay, this is an absolute chirp. Everything's amazing. The big pink buttons, the pearls work. Next, who is up here? We have Adriana giving a reference to Vanessa Morgan, who I'm not super familiar with.
I have no idea who it is, but she looked fucking hot as hell. This was a good look.
She has a sweep over. She has snakes on her. She's got a pleather pants.
Any Canadians know who this person is? Because I have no idea. Let us know. Educate us, please.
Latina badass woman.
Yes.
It's cute.
It's very cute. I really liked it. I thought it was solid. She looked really good. She knows how to like perform a character on the runway, I think.
That's
Adriana's strength, I think.
And she has very different silhouettes.
She's like a chameleon, yeah.
I'll chirp it.
Yeah, it's a chirp. It's a chirp.
Next, of course, we have...
Oh, she's an actress from Riverdale. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good to know.
Okay, what about Geometric as Austin Powers? Because I think I literally also said a couple weeks ago... Why have we not had Austin Powers on the runway? And here we go.
And here we go. I literally screamed out loud. I was like, this fucking bitch is brilliant.
But also, okay.
Where are the teeth?
Where are the fucked up teeth?
Girl.
Come on, it's Austin.
I can't with you.
Austin.
But it's like a chic version of Austin Powers.
Yeah, but
It's giving Austina prowess.
Prowess. I also would have liked to have seen a Swedish maid penis enlarger in her hand. Cause I mean, come on. Sure. Swedish maid penis enlargers and me.
Sure,
this sort of thing is what? Fun. My bag baby. Okay.
Oh God. You're not a fan. I forget how much you love Austin Powers. Can't get enough of Gold Member. You think Fat Bastard is iconic and actually progressive. That's what you think.
Yeah, I'll tell you who I do love. Foxy Cleopatra.
No,
and
goodbye.
I'm a whole lot of women.
Goodbye.
This is a chirp.
It's a chirp, but I'll say it again. Like, Gigi Good would wear this outfit. Like, I just can't stop comparing everything Gia does to Gigi. And it's, I think, unfair for Gia. But it's also like, girl, how can you not see that?
I just wish they said your snatch game was... One of the scariest things. your snatch game is, we all have to go to therapy for a year now after watching your snatch game, but your look made you safe. I wish they said that.
No, but they were living for it. They'd be lying to themselves because they were living for Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay. Kendall as Stacey McKenzie. We miss her. We love her.
I know. I really miss Stacey.
This is a chirp.
This is a chirp. Really, I thought she did well. She did a good job. Yeah. I just really wish I saw what she did on Snatch Game.
Again, we saw her introduce herself. Mm-mm. That's literally all. That's all they showed, which is shocking to me. But this look is hot. The red, the tulle.
Yeah, it's
hair.
Cute.
It's cute. Okay. What about Eve 6000 as Carrie Ann Moss? Moment of silence. What?
It's not that bad. Do you think it's the worst look on the runway?
I have to look at all the looks. I just think it's silly. I don't think it's awful, but I also don't care.
It was just...
It's just a bolt of leather.
My point about Eve is just like...
Oh my God. And her defending her hair, her flat hair. Oh, girl, flat. Well,
okay. I don't think it's flat. Like, girl.
Okay.
Girl.
Okay. She cannot... She doesn't know how to take a note.
I mean...
I'm going to... Is this a chirp or a burp?
I thought you hated it. What is wrong with you?
I am going to burp it because...
What's wrong with you?
I am going to burp it.
It's not an absolute burp.
It's like well done, but I hate what's well done, if that makes sense.
What did you say?
It's not a shitty garment. I just don't care about the garment.
Yeah. It's completely forgettable.
Yeah.
It's not repurposed in a way that is cute and fun. It's just like...
Yeah.
It's just blah. Very blah. Mm-hmm.
What about Isis Couture's Sandra Oh homage as this mint green nurse? Wow. I love this.
And this is good, but I don't think she has ever worn that outfit in Grey's Anatomy ever.
Her explanation was like... I bet Sandra Oh wore this in Grey's Anatomy. She was like, it's Sandra Oh and an homage to Grey's Anatomy and an homage to healthcare workers this year.
It's just like, okay.
And
I mean, it's
9/11.
And girl, it was a reach, you know what I mean? But you know, the look is good.
It's a chirp. It is stunning. I don't know if it's
there is not an ounce of Sandra Oh in there at this all. Not even a little bit.
Latex capelet. This is pussy. This is good. The hair, I live.
Yeah.
It is.
Wait,
good.
Yeah, because this is a gag to me because isn't Sandra Oh's character like a legit doctor? Like a surgeon?
Yes, like a person who wears scrubs. like doctors don't look like this.
I sort of wish the judges were like, this is a great look, but this is not Sandra Oh.
Where?
Like, this is a nurse. Sandra Oh was not a nurse on the show.
No. And finally, Thea giving her Scarlett O'Hara bird woman from, you know, Schitt's Creek.
Oh my God.
That was fun.
If Pythia doesn't win Canada's Drag Race, I will be so upset.
Thank you, and I agree. Thank you.
This was amazing. This bitch's brain is not normal. Like,
yes.
She exists in a different frequency. She's like smarter than any one of us could ever be. Like,
yes.
This bitch fucking
Speaking
knows
of the Matrix,
drags.
She can see the Matrix. She's like 00.
She's
0001,
mm-hmm.
But
she's
then
Neo.
She's like, but how about two? But how about
yeah.
two?
Yeah.
Yeah. She gets it. She's amazing. Yeah. Did I say Scarlett O'Hara?
You certainly did. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Work.
Okay.
I love. This is great. This is
Miss Moira Rose. God, it's so good. Cause listen, Moira Rose has looks, is iconic. If she showed up in like a crazy wig and like the outfits that Catherine O'Hara wears in.
Yes.
Great. But the fact that she wore
the bird lady
in the Crow movie,
which is
that,
crazy.
And that to me is Pythia's drag aesthetic. To choose against the grain and be like, not only am I going to give you Catherine O'Hara in Schitt's Creek, but I'm going to give you this version of Moira Rose is standing ovation. This is literally the caca of it all.
Yeah. Is this your favorite look on the runway?
I mean, no question. Absolutely.
Wow.
The best look.
I do love these looks.
Do you not think that this was the best
look? It's either that or ISIS. I think those are really gaggy to me.
Sure, but we talked about ISIS. That's not Sandra Oh.
I mean, it's not accurate,
we
got to
dock.
But it looks
we
got to
dock some points
for just.
Oh my God!
What?
Prince Riley Phoenix doesn't. It also gave me Tengu Warriors for Power Rangers, bitch. When she came down the runway, that was my first thought. I was like, okay, somebody saw Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie. Living, absolutely yes.
I don't know. I don't know this reference.
Because you what basic? Because
you're
tired.
And I refuse. Oh, you're right.
Go to sleep, bitch. You know what? Go to sleep.
So embarrassed that I don't know who the fuck Tengu Warriors are from the Power Rangers.
Take a nap, bitch.
You're right. You're right. I'm the loser because I don't know Tengu Warriors from Power Rangers. Ew, Zed? Wait. Ooze? Was his name Ooze?
Ivan
Ooze,
bitch. I saw the movie.
See, Ivan Ooze. I'm almost there. Okay. So we unfortunately have Suki and Eve in the bottom and they lip sync to a song. What did we think of this lip sync?
I was surprised. Happiness. Again, like Stephanie. Again, with Stephanie Prince, it was like I was expecting so much from Sicky Doll, and she didn't give it to me.
I will say they edited the hell out of this.
Oh, absolutely. They were trying to form some sort of Frankenstein monster where they were like, Eve did a good job, right? Right?
Right.
Yeah.
It was annoying. I was like, can I just fucking see the performance? Like,
no, absolutely. Because then you would have seen a double elimination happen.
Oh, wow.
Facts are facts, America.
Yeah, Suki, I would say she's very pussy, but she didn't give a lot of...
She didn't. I was so disappointed because I really thought Suki was going to go all the way.
Me too. She's
I
so
really
good.
Thought she was going to make it at least top five. At least.
I know. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. I'm stressed.
And I'm sad. And also, of course, Eve got to stay. I knew that once Eve was in the bottom two, I was like, oh no, Suki Doll is just a sacrificial lamb on this show. I was not expecting this to happen.
I thought Suki would win because I was like, I feel like we've told Eve's story.
We have, and Eve is going to go home next. If Eve doesn't go home, Kimora Moore is going home next week.
I can't. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Yeah. Okay, well, that's all the time we have because, girl, TikTok. I have things to do.
This, like what?
If you enjoyed,
like what?
I think my feelings are easily explained. You're jealous. You're jealous. You're a dark, nasty bitch, and I don't like you. Listen, if you like this, you have to send us money on Venmo because there's too much Drag Race going on. And
too much.
The only way to make this happen is by sending some cute little coin.
Please.
To us. I'm on Venmo and PayPal. Mono Dash Ogapian on Venmo and just my name, Mono Ogapian at PayPal. How about you, Oscar?
You can send me some coins on Venmo using just my name, Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. Listen, we love doing Drag Her.
We love it.
For me, it is one of my biggest joys ever to yell at this stupid bitch about how wrong she is.
Hate you with all my heart.
And I know that Mono's very busy, even though she won't disclose what the fuck she's busy with, but okay. And I'm busy too, if you can believe it. Aha. Oh, wait. No, girl. You're not drinking aha right now, you stupid fucking bitch. Are you serious?
I'm a queen on the go, and I like a little pep in my step.
This
That's why I
bitch.
Choose aha with caffeine and electrolytes.
This is why she's so polite and like nice, because she's working with World of Wonder. She can't give you the harsh truths like I can. That's why you need me, bitch. But anyway, we love doing this. We love doing these lives. We love recording. Talking about UK 3. So like, if you could help us in any way, even a dollar, any sort of coins, please send them our way.
Do it.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you like our bullshit, go ahead and support our other podcast, Podcast Killed the Video Star. We're wherever you pod and YouTube. It's so fun. It's a absolutely about music yes. videos.
And
period.
And just follow us on Instagram at Podcast Kill the Video Star. Just do it. What's That's another it. Follow? Just follow us. That's all you got to do. No. Do the bare minimum by following us, and I That's promise it. You won't be disappointed.
If you want to have more drag, follow us right here at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. All that good shit keeps the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to go. I have to go. I have things to do, Oscar.
Yeah, like what again?
I have to go. I can't tell you what I'm doing. I just have to go.
I just picture you turning off your phone and then walking into that corner there and just crying.
That's because I'm doing you for the snatch game. Because I'm preparing for my Oscar Montoya snatch game. Okay, I have to go. I hate you.
I Bye. Hate you too. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.